This episode is brought to you by Facebook. Contrary to popular belief, it is not the new MySpace. Now let's get the show started. Hey, Destiny. What's up, friend?
Nothing much. Just chilling outside in the heat. Outside.
I just want to say a quick shout out to all black women. They're so beautiful. They be doing it. They really do. They be doing it. So, you know, you look good today, girl. I know that.
I would like to say thank you to all of our listeners. Because we really appreciate you. Without people listening, we would be doing this for no reason. So we don't say it a lot, and we're going to start saying it more. But just thank you. Thank you for the support, and thank you.
Thank you, listeners. You're the glue that keeps us
glued. No?
Yeah. That's the thing. Come on. You're the cheese in the mac. You're the collie in the flour. I don't know.
What? What are you talking about?
Semi hungry.
Oh, okay. Now you're gonna get cancer.
Oh my gosh. So what's up, friend? What you got for us today?
I think today we're gonna talk about like social cues.
Sociality. That's not a word. Please don't repeat it.
It's definitely not a word.
But it's fine. These things happen.
No, they don't.
Like, I just make up words all the time. That's what I do. I'm a word producer.
What was the other word that you made up? The other word that you made up this morning.
What did I say this morning? What did I say this morning?
I don't remember.
I don't remember neither. That's just how it comes, or it just comes to me like an epiphany.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
So, what's going on with social cues?
I don't know, I think. I mean, I do know, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, social cues are the signals that people send through their body language and expressions.
Body language. I don't know. It just sounded kind of. Well, I mean, I can, like, attest to that, I guess. Well, like, reading social cues or what? What is specifically? Are we talking about how to read social cues so that you don't look like a fool when you walk up to somebody and they don't want your attention?
Yeah, we can talk about that. But I mean, social cues are like what we develop when we're children, and some adults have developmental delays in this area.
Might have Asperger's. Test.
Might have 8% Asperger's.
8% is not a lot. Like, I think we all have 8% Asperger's.
I'm just saying. I just found out today that I have 8% Asperger's because I'm socially awkward.
Yeah, that does make sense. It's something that stems from your childhood. I think a lot of things stem from your childhood. I think growing up, for me, I was kind of like a shy kid. But when I would try to be, like, open and expressive, I would get kind of, like, shot down because I wasn't, like, I guess, the normal definition of cool, or people didn't know how to take me or whatever the case was. But, yeah, so I have, like, a little problem with, like, reading social cues, I guess, because people can be tricky, too. Like, they can... It's all like mixed signals and stuff like that. It's a whole bunch of complicated stuff that I don't know if we take that into consideration as to why people, and this just might not even be you, but it's a lot that you have to take into consideration when you're dealing with other people.
So when you say like people misunderstand social cues, like How can you give us an example of like how or what social cue could be misunderstood?
Yeah, I can give you like I'll just, give you an example from my life. Like, I like to go shopping, right? So,
Shopping for what?
clothes. I like to go clothes shopping.
Polo shirt shopping? Because it's the only thing that you buy.
It's fine. Just put my business out there. But so,
Oh, you didn't want the people to know that you buy polo shirts?
I mean, if you see me in a polo shirt, know it's me. But I mean, don't even do me like that. Like, I buy more clothes because that's full of my wife. I just like polo. It's my grandma's fault. Hey, grandma. Anyway.
What social cues like do like people misunderstand?
Like, I think one of the big things for me, like, especially when I was younger, like, I would go shopping, right? And people, girls, I guess in particular, they would play off of me, like, like a girl would be like extra flirty to get me to buy like a shirt or whatever like that, and I would feed into it wrong, I think, not just taking it as, oh, she's just being flirtatious, but oh, she might really want to talk to me and stuff, not really realizing that, one, she might just be trying to make a sale, or two, or she just might be a flirtatious person and not really give any thought to it, But I had to learn the hard way, I guess.
And when you say hard way, how did you learn? Like, what in particular happened?
Oh my
Can
God.
you detail this experience for us?
I can't. I mean, I think I just asked her out, and
Okay, what? This is what happened.
my gosh, and she said no. So, but yeah, you just learn stuff like that, like, just know when people.
I think you should tell the people what happened.
I just told you, like,
No.
in a nutshell.
You should tell the people like the whole Urban Outfitter situation.
This wasn't even an Urban Outfitters situation. I mean, that was like the latest one.
Yeah, that's
But
hilarious.
no, that was different because I was trying to just find out about her. So I would just go into Urban Outfitters and like buy stuff or like see if she was there and get her to help me and just talk to her. I just wanted to like engage a conversation with her. And then she helped me pick out a case one day for my
What?
iPhone. It was like a little slender, stylish iPhone case. It was wooden, so I thought my phone would be protected. But she helped me pick one out, and I just told her, I was like, "Yo, you look really good." I was like, "You cute or whatever. You got a boyfriend?" And she was like, "Yeah."
But at that point, you had already bought
I
the.
know about the case. Yeah, I know about the case. So she put it in the bag and rung me up and told me to have a nice day. And then I dropped the phone and my screen broke. And then I had to pay $100 to get my screen repaired because I don't have AppleCare.
What did you do with the phone case?
I took it back and I used that money to go towards paying for my new screen.
And why did you take it back?
Because it was like a lost cause. I really didn't need a new case anyway, I guess. I don't know why.
So you really took it back because she told you no?
Well,
'Cause you're petty.
I mean, I was like, well, I can't, if I drop my phone and my phone's still broke, then I obviously don't need this case. But I mean, that was more like a, if she had to say yes, that just would have been like the icing on the cake. But she had a boyfriend, so I respected that. And I still go to Urban Outfitters, I still speak to her, I still talk to her, but I just know now that she has a boyfriend and there's no need for me to try to pursue it
Or buy phone cases.
further. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's important too. No means no. Like, if a girl say no, then she mean no. Like, if she wants to be with you, she wants to be with you. I think we're losing that too. Like, a lot of people wanna don't why you gotta wear somebody down? But that's
First of all, my no's mean maybe because I appreciate the chase.
whatever. But I mean, how long do you have to chase somebody?
5 years.
That's a long time.
But you have to be sure.
I'm sure.
But anyways, I have issues like reading body language too. But then I guess, hey. But I guess the issues that I have are more so like I read your body language as negative. So like if you're slouching over, I'm like, what the fuck you what is wrong with you? You got attitude?
I mean, I slouch.
I mean,
Slouch all
but
the time.
But like when you're talking to me and then you just go like this and you start slouching in the middle of the conversation, I'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
So I can get comfortable, like, because I feel like this is going to be a long conversation, so I need to get comfortable. So
like me, I can read body language, but a lot of times, like, if I perceive it to be negative or positive or whatever, I'll just ask. You know, I'll be like, why are you smiling like that? What's wrong with you? Or I'll be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, why are you, like, what's going on? You know, like, if you look a certain way, like, I'll ask about it. Even, it may not even be none of my business. And you can, like, actually tell me, like, bitch, it ain't none of your business. And I will be totally fine. But just know the reason why I'm asking is because I care. Okay. I don't ask everybody. Because I just don't be giving a fuck about everybody like that. Because I don't know you like that. But this is what gets me, like, body language in different cultures. Like, I mastered the black body language. I think I'm good with that. But Asians really throw me off.
Are we going to have this conversation? What about Asian body language throws you off?
I mean... because it can just be confusing because, you know...
Careful. Please be careful.
Never mind.
We just started the podcast. Like,
never mind.
We're
then.
Just getting off the ground, baby.
But body language differs in other cultures, and sometimes it's hard for me to read, you know, like.
But I think everybody other has culture. Like general body language, like as far as smiling or when I don't know, when I think of body language, I think of like, I don't know, like the shimmying of the shoulders or like the tilt of the head or like the batting of the eyes or the pucker of the lips. I don't know. I think about those.
You be looking at women too much.
I mean, I just like the way certain women move. So, I mean, but, or like the way like a person will lean into you when you're having a conversation or, I don't know, it's like a make eye contact. Like, you know, a lot of people, are you really good at making eye contact with people? When you talk
to them? Eye contact makes me feel uncomfortable. But I know it's an important thing because in order to take control of the conversation, you need the eye contact. But I don't look niggas in the eyes at all.
Okay. I'm not.
No, because they be trying to make you fall in love. They be like, girl, look at me in my eyes. But then they be saying it with their eyes. And I be like, no, I'm not. I'm not falling in love.
The niggas you be talking to.
I'm just saying. If you look at me in my eyes... And then you're trying to make me fall in love and you're trying to use your superpowers.
I think, okay. What about, like, with your girlfriends? Like, do you make eye contact with them when you talk to them?
Well, all of them just so happen to be very beautiful people. So I could stare at them, yes. I can look at them in their eyes.
They eye. But, okay. Well, like, I don't really make eye contact with anybody. But I notice that I don't make eye contact with you if I don't like you.
That's a very good point.
Like, yeah, but I'm trying to be nice because I think the reasons that I don't, like, I've only met, like, one or two people that I've met. I said met twice, didn't I? I've only met one or two people that I didn't like, right off the bat. Like most of everybody else, they kind of have to show me who they are, and then I gauge for myself whether or not I like them or not. But it's just like the place that I work, like when you deal with people and they smile in your face, but then they, like, you know, go behind your back and do something crazy, and but you still have to work with them and talk to them and get work done. So I've become a master at, like, you know, being able to play nice, but I'm not making eye contact with you, or it's just like kind of hard for me to, like, look you in the face when I know the type of person that you are.
Me, I like to look people like that in their face because you can always, they'll get uncomfortable and they'll, it's like, excuse me, for me it's like a staring match. Like, I'm gonna fucking break your ass down. Okay. So look at me in my eyes with your messy ass. So I can break you down. And that's what I do. Like, people, honest people don't have a problem staring you in the eyes. It's dishonest people that be like, oh, shit, she sees right through my soul. She sees the fire.
Yeah, there's like a guilt thing. And I get that. Okay.
Well, how well do you think you read people?
I think I read people pretty well.
This is not an interview, by the way. This is just like a conversation.
I think I read people pretty well. I can get it kind of mixed up a little bit. I don't know. Like, this is the thing, though. Like, with women, I think all women do this thing with men where they want... It's like a certain type of attention that a woman will give you. Like, you know, if she's attractive or she might find you attractive, there's a certain type of way that she will talk to you or whatever the case. And it might just be to get you to like move a box or something like that, or help her, you know, with her groceries, or get you to pay for lunch. I don't know. But when it comes to stuff like that, that's kind of hard to read. Like, you know, I think that's where a lot of people get thrown off too. It's like, because now you're using your powers for evil in a sense.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Beyonce already told us that girls will run the world. Like, who runs the world? Girls. I don't know. I just think that that's part of, like, being a woman. Like, you, sometimes I do it unknowingly. And then there's other times where I do it on purpose.
Right. But you know that.
I mean.
When you do it on purpose, you know.
Yeah, but I think with my friends, though, I just be like, so you gonna buy my food or not?
Right.
You know, but other people, I'd be like,
I don't know.
No, I definitely don't do that. I don't do that. I mean, but, you know, with my friends, I could just be like, oh, so you're not gonna buy my food? Oh, okay. All right. I got your ass. Well, all right. But I mean... But I guess, like, I think it all depends on what you need, because me, it ain't that deep for me.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm an independent woman. I don't need nobody to do nothing for me.
And it's not all
instances. It's like, I'm just playing.
It's not all instances. It's just certain situations. Like, I think I've been single for so long, and I've never been the type to, like, really know if somebody's likes me or is feeling me or wants to talk to me. I just never been that person. Like, it's just because it's so hard to know whether somebody likes you or not. Or people will like you one day and not like you the next.
People are very fickle.
Right. So I think I might, as a defense mechanism, I just don't pay you no attention, period. Or I will allude to the fact, or like, I will make you think that I'm not paying attention when I really am. Like, as far as picking up on whether you like me or whether you want to talk to me. But, like, now on the flip side with, like, dudes, I think it's more simple. Like, you know, guys find a common interest. They might talk or whatever, sports.
Sex.
Girls.
Sex.
Whatever.
More sex.
And we could just, and we could talk and then, like.
Have sex.
It's just different. It's just like a different energy, a different vibe. You don't really have to, like, with it, with like real dudes and stuff like that. Like, I don't hang around a lot of dudes, but like the dudes that I do hang out with, like, we real. Like, there's no, you know, needing to establish who's the alpha male or, you know, different things like that. Like, you know, just cool. I hang around a lot of cool, laid back people, but with women is where I just have like the problem, because it's just kind of really hard to read y'all sometimes.
I mean, I think that with women, a lot of times we don't even know what we want, so it is going to be hard to read us if we don't know what we want, because we're throwing you a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of some extra shit that you don't need.
I mean, but at the same time too, I don't think men know what they want. Like, the perception of relationships has become so skewed too, I think. Like, we have this romanticized notion of what relationships are, and they're nothing like we think they are. Or we might be going to a relationship and we might be comparing past lovers with our present lovers, and that's not even good. But or we just place these unrealistic expectations because we've watched too many movies about what love is or what being in a relationship is or what somebody has told us.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, you know, that's how people do their relationships. Like, they look at what's on TV, they look at what's on social media, and then they want to mimic that. They don't need people. A lot of people,
not genuine.
It's not, but a lot of people don't even really know why they even do the things that they do. Like Netflix and chill, that's like a real thing now. There's like a name for it, but before, what was it? Nothing.
You just want to come over,
right?
Or can I come over? I think it was more like direct back then. Like, can I come over? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, but can I come over?
I mean, but now it's just like, to me, if a dude said, oh, you want to come over and watch Netflix, I already know what time it is. So, no.
Right.
Not unless you're Drake. Oh. Or Trey Songz.
Okay.
Or Common.
This got really awkward. I don't know. It's just, it's a different day and time. I think we need to figure out and establish what a relationship is. Like, you got to meet people halfway, too. Like, you know, recognize that this person has gone through some things, is going through some things, and you yourself likewise. Like, you just can't put these... I think that's why most of my past relationships have failed, because the last relationship that I was in, I think I put too many expectations on... I just had different... When you... I don't know. Yeah, I think so. This all boils down to in social cues. Like, when you meet somebody, I think you have like a perception, especially if they're attractive, you have a certain perception of what you think that person is. And when they don't live up to that, then that gauges your like for them. Or if they do live up to that, and so much more, then, you know, well, your dislike for them if they don't meet your expectations. But then if they do, then...
I think your problem is that when you talk to people, you touch their elbows and you touch their arms, and people are not respecting people's...
Whose arms do I be touching?
I'm just joking.
I don't even like to be... I don't even like to hold babies, so I know I don't be touching nobody out here.
But so you do believe in personal space?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I think that's the social cue too, right?
Yeah, I think, like, when people, like, talk to you and then they be, like, trying to touch your arm and shit, like, I think that that's so inappropriate. But my mom does it to strangers all the time. She'd be like, and then touch them. And I'd be like, Mom, stop touching her. You don't even know her like that.
I think you have to be, I mean, but that just means that your mom might just be really comfortable with them.
With the stranger?
I mean, yeah, some people are like that. Maybe she's just really comfortable. Like, but me, I'm not that comfortable.
Me either. I don't want you touching me. Don't even put your hands on me. I don't know what's on your hands. I don't know when you wash your hands. I don't know if you use the bathroom and text at the same time. And then you touch your phone after you wash your hands. That's just gross. Please don't touch me. Thanks.
But now if I am meeting somebody new, I will shake their hand.
I think that's a man thing. But
I mean, I do it to girls, too. I do it to men, but I do it to girls, too. I'll be like, you know, what's up? My name is Lewis. And, you know, she'll tell me her name, and I'll, like, stick my hand out and, like, you know, shake it.
Not me. I'll just look at you and wave like this, the side-to-side wave, not the front-to-back, like, finger wave, like the side-to-side, the silent one.
But this is the thing, too. I think when it comes to men and women and their attraction for one another, you can kind of, you can tell when... that attraction for each other is mutual. I think it's just like, where you go from there, that's the problem. Or like, now you have to figure out, you know, how fast to move or how slow to move, or, you know, where is this going? Is this just like is this like a sexual attraction? Is this somebody that I want to be with for a long time? All that comes into play. I think, I mean, but most times, yeah, it is a sexual attraction. Like, when you meet somebody, you can tell right off the bat if you want to.
I mean, I guess if you pay attention to the stance, to their stance, how they're standing.
Oh,
yes.
Body language.
Social cues.
So the stance, yes.
Yeah, like, if they're standing, like, peri-toed and bow-legged.
What does that mean? They have to pee?
It could. Or it could just mean, like,
person.
They ratchet. Nobody's born that way. Those people are made. They're made. Just trust me on this one.
Okay. All right.
But
nobody's born bow-legged and peri-toed. You gotta pick one. Is what
you obtain bow legs from your mom or your auntie or your grandma carrying you on their hip.
Oh, I thought it was like
nope.
Sooner than you were supposed to.
That too.
And your legs haven't fully formed, so they
can. They're like fetus legs. Yeah. And then you're like walking on fetus legs.
Your legs bow out.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't fully developed. They're not strong enough to really like support you yet, but.
But they're, yet they're supporting you.
Right.
So they really are strong enough to support you.
It's conforming to.
The bow. I don't know. But yeah.
I walk on the outside of my feet, but I'm not bow legged.
Oh, on the outside, like you just said. Yeah.
I walk. I think I'm kind of non-kneed, which I think is kind of unattractive.
You stupid.
No, because I heard these women, like it was this dude. You know how women be talking at a job, like about dudes and vice versa. Men be talking about women. So it's this dude and he was like, okay, the women thought he was attractive. I mean, I don't have no problem with that. But anyway, they were talking about him. They was like, well, girl, what you think about so-and-so? And like, yeah, you know, he cute or whatever, but he not neat.
Wait, were they talking about you?
No, they were talking about me. They were talking about somebody else. Somebody that I happen to, you know, be friends with or whatever like that. But
he not neat.
Yeah, they was like, but he not neat. And I was like, what does that even mean?
It's that is.
I guess maybe that was her preference. Maybe she just doesn't like dudes that are not neat.
Maybe.
That was like a deal breaker, like, yeah, girl, he fine, but he not neat, so I can't really roll with him like that.
I don't know. I think that doesn't have anything to do with anything. That is so perplexing to me. Like, I don't understand.
I got a hearty chuckle.
I bet you did. Like, facial expressions is like something that I have an issue with because. Like, I totally judge when I'm talking to people, like, on my face. I judge a lot. And I'm working on it now. Like, if you follow me on Snapchat, you'll see it all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just looking like I'm just judging right at this very moment. You're being judged. I'm judging you. Wow. Like, you could be in the middle of a story, and then my facial expression will, like, change. But it's, like, not really that I'm judging you. It's just that I'm trying to connect the dots in my brain, and I can't do that. No, it's like I have to conform my face to
for the judgments to
proceed. I'm not even really judging. It's just that the dots can't be connected until I do something certain with my, like, something, like, special with my face.
I just put on, like, a dead face. Like, I'll just. And I'll let you talk, you know, get it all out.
Not me. I like totally look like I'm like, girl, what? That's how my face looks all the time. I'm like, what?
I have a tendency to laugh at people in their face.
That's not a tendency. That's a bad habit.
Like if they say something, if I find it funny, I just might. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't really laughing. But yeah, I was.
That's so rude. Like, y'all should have heard him. Like, I was doing my research on, you know, social cues and whatnot. You know, trying to get together, like, what I was going to say. And I was taking, like, this test that I thought it was, like, a social cue test. But then I got to the end and I was reading out loud. And I was like, it said that I had 8% Asperger's, but I said that out loud to this crazy man right here, and he, like, bust out laughing. Mind you, he's in his place of business where he makes his money, and so he laughed out loud.
Never mind. Don't tell me. I'll catch him on
the next one. It was funny. I wasn't expecting you to say that.
I wasn't expecting to say it either, but I was reading. You're so stupid.
I apologize.
No, you don't.
So what's next?
That's a whole... Yeah.
It wasn't a very good day for Ronnie. As he looked outside the window, listening to the rain tap-tap against the pane, he thought, what else could go wrong? His relationships were failing. He wasn't doing too good in his career. What else was next? What else could there be? All he knew was that he never wanted to go through life wearing color contacts. Memoirs of a Light Skin.
But anyways, yes. Yeah, Lewis was talking about the reason why we decided to talk about this is because Lewis said that when he goes into Starbucks, he sees nothing.
No, honestly, like, since I'm turning 30, like, I'm just becoming more comfortable with myself. And I do like to indulge in conversations. I like to start conversations when I'm in public. And I don't have a problem with, you know, conversing with people when they approach me. But I do still feel like there's, like, a disconnect with people. Like, more people would just rather be on their phones and actually, like, look around and pay attention to who's around you. Like, if you're so busy on your phone, you don't know what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that the art of conversation is lost. And, you know, there's so many good conversations to be had, but we won't have them if we're so caught up on Snapchat. And I'm guilty of it too. Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. So I just want people to get back to that, because there are so many. I just believe that there are just, like, a lot of good people, despite of what we hear and how people are dying and different things like that. And, you know, racism and everything. I still do believe that there are good people out there. And I like to learn about different things. And who better to teach you about something than another person who may know whatever it is. You might not even know that you were interested in something until you speak with someone who's familiar with that particular thing. And now you've got something new that you can look into. You can learn from people. You can grow. People help you grow. People help you through different seasons in your life. So I just really want us to get back to, you know, people.
I like conversations over text.
See, that's what I'm about. Like, after a while, like, I'm gonna call you. Like, I can't.
Yeah, because you, because
like you guys, and I get frustrated. I'm like, let's just talk on the phone, please.
And I'd be like, no, I'm busy. watching TV. This is a really good episode.
But that's the thing too. Even with relationships, like, are you really cultivating a good relationship through text message? Like, if you never talk to the person or never hear the voice.
I say, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, just be yourself out here. People are going to like you. People aren't going to like you. But that's what I'm learning, just to be comfortable with myself and love myself. And people will that are like-minded will come around you.
Black is beautiful. Your skin reminds me of white Hennessy.
On that note.
Yeah, on that note, this wraps up another episode. As always, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Podomatic, and iTunes at Two Parts Life, the number 2, PRTSLIFE. And you can email us any questions, concerns, comments, anything. You can email us at twopartslife@gmail.com. And yeah, see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Get that thing out my face.